This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're about to listen to a man the U.S. government considers the president of a rogue state. He is Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran. In an interview, he insisted there is nothing aggressive about his country's behavior. Is confrontation with the United States in Iran's national interest?
ما تقابلی با کسی نداریم. دولت آمریکا مزاحمت درست میکنه، ملت ایران هم از خودش دفاع میکنه.
We do not have confrontations with anyone. The U.S. administration interferes and we defend ourselves.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke through a female interpreter. He's in New York to address the United Nations today. Yesterday, his entourage planted an Iranian flag in a New York hotel room, and Iran's president sat before that flag to answer our questions. He's under pressure at home for the soaring cost of living. He's under pressure abroad because much of the world wants Iran to stop enriching uranium. The U.S. says it could be made into nuclear bombs. Yet during a combative interview, President Ahmadinejad almost never stopped smiling. He says Iran has offered to cooperate with President Bush.
I even said that I'm prepared to talk at the United Nations with him.
Does your country, does your government that you represent, have any proposal that it can make that would reassure the world when it comes to uranium?
Again, it's not the world people who are concerned. It's the American government that's concerned.
I take
it that no, you're not interested in
proceeding.
Of course, we do have a proposal, and that's to advance law for everyone.
Iran's president says inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency already visit Iran. They offer, quote, the best guarantee that Iran's nuclear program is peaceful. The same day that Ahmadinejad said this, the nuclear inspectors expressed concern that Iran is withholding information.
Why is it that the U.S. administration and two or three groups that follow it allow themselves to speak for the world?
I think it is fair to say that there has been rhetoric on both sides. You have spoken about wiping countries off the map and chopping off hands. When you speak in that way, do you play into the hands of President Bush? You give rhetoric that effectively reinforces his case. He says you were a certain kind of leader, and you pose as that leader.
You've asked a good question.
ما می‌دونید 55 سال قبل دولت آمریکا با یک کودتا دولت ملی ایران رو ساقط کرد.
You're aware that 55 years ago the US government overthrew the national government of Iran through a coup.
و یه دیکتاتوری خشن رو بر ملت ما تحمیل کرد.
And imposed a tyrannical dictator on our people.
Iran's president is recalling abuses committed decades ago under a US-backed ruler, the Shah of Iran. He turned to history more than once in our talk, saying everything is related to history, which was also on his mind when we discussed Ahmadinejad's famous remark about Israel. That remark has become the universal shorthand for Ahmadinejad. As you know, Mr. President, you are known in much of the world, and not only in the United States, as the man who wants to wipe Israel off the map. Are you? When he spoke of wiping Israel off the earth, he contends, he did not mean it to happen by force.
Our proposal has been to offer the Palestinian people a free referendum. Let me create an analogy here. Where exactly is the Soviet Union today? It did disappear. But exactly how? It was through the vote of its own people. So therefore, in Palestine too, we must allow the people, the Palestinians, to determine their own future.
You mentioned elections, Mr. President. You mentioned a referendum, which raises another question in my mind. In Iran, the government disqualifies sometimes thousands of candidates if they do not have what is considered to be the appropriate beliefs. They are not permitted to run. Why do you not trust Iran's people to make that choice instead of the government making it for them?
I, in fact, believe that elections in Iran are among the freest in the world. There's at least 100 times more freedom in Iran than there is in the United States.
Why don't you trust people to vote for everybody?
We trust people. The elections are free in Iran.
After the candidate rolls are removed.
It's the restrictions here that exist. We have a law in Iran.
طبق قانون هر کس ویژگی‌های ریاست جمهوری رو داشته باشه میتونه کاندید بشه.
According to the law, whoever who possesses qualifications to become a candidate can run, for example, for the presidential elections.
نشانه اعتماد به مردم خود بنده هستم که الان جلوی شما نشستم.
A clear example of the confidence we place in the people is I myself.
من عضو هیچ حزبی نبودم.
I didn't belong to any party.
یه معلم دانشگاه بودم.
I taught at the university.
And if your supreme leader didn't want you to run, you would not run.
اجازه بدید. نه خیر، اینطور نیست.
No, not at all.
هفت نفر دیگه هم کاندید بودن.
There were seven other candidates.
هشت تا کاندیدای دیگه.
Permitted.
Eight candidates.
Who were permitted.
من از شما سوال میکنم.
I ask you.
آیا در آمریکا کسی بدون حمایت دو تا حزب میتونه رئیس جمهور بشه؟
Can anyone in fact become a president without the support of either of the two parties here in the United States?
آیا 300 میلیون مردم آمریکا
هستند؟ Anyone may put his name on the ballot in the United States.
People here in America members of either of the two parties? No, not necessarily.
مردم گزینه دیگری ندارند.
People have no other choices here.
اینجا فقط دو تا گزینه.
You only have two choices.
در ایران هشت گزینه.
In Iran at least we had eight.
کی آزادتره؟
Who's more free?
کی به مردم بیشتر اعتماد داره؟
Eight people in the political spectrum from about here to here, and I'm holding my finger an inch apart.
You do agree there are restrictions even farther here in the United States.
I do not agree. The United States, the American system has its own problems, which we may discuss in another interview. I would look forward to the discussion.
Why do you assume that your system is better than everybody else?
I assume nothing, Mr. President. I ask questions. And my final question is this. Many Iranians listen to Western music, watch Western television, read Western books if they can get them. That raises a question of whether you have lost touch with many of your people.
In fact, I'm one of the people who is at all times among the Iranian people.
و همه من ارتباط دارم.
I have links with everyone in Iran. Yes.
محدودیتی نداره.
There are no restrictions for them.
شما چرا خیال میکنید یه اتفاق جدیدی تو ایران افتاده؟
Why do you think that that's a new trend?
Haven't the police confiscated satellite dishes?
اما آیا پلیس ماهواره‌ها رو در اونجا نگرفت؟
نه، اون یه بحث دیگه‌ایه.
But that's a different discussion.
No. قانونه.
It's a law.
ما کاری به اون قانون نداریم.
We're not addressing the law.
در مسیر خودش اون قانون تصویب شده.
The law was passed as a bill when it happened.
مسئله دیگری داره.
There are other issues.
بله مشکلاتی هست ولی رفتی به صحبت شما
نداره. Sure, certainly there are some problems but it has nothing to do with the discussion.
Do you watch any Western television programs, Mr. President?
چرا من هم مثل بقیه مردم هستم.
Yeah, I'm like everyone else.
What programs?
مردم از فیلم های سینمایی و از شو و اینا خوششون میاد.
People after all like movies and shows.
Any Western music that you listen to or books that you read?
بالاخره منم مثل بقیه ولی اینا مهم نیست اصلا.
Sure, me too, like everyone else. But this isn't what matters. That's not how nations are matter. People in Iran see everything, read everything.
خودشون محدود نمی‌کنن.
They don't restrict themselves to one outlet.
The Beatles, Led Zeppelin.
یه مثال بگی.
خودشون محروم نمی‌کنن.
And it doesn't basically put its restrictions on itself. They use whatever they have.
اما ملت ایرانه.
But that's the Iranian nation.
از حقوق خودش هم دفاع میکنه.
And they know how to defend their own rights too.
اجازه نمیده بهش زور بگن.
They won't put up with force or with domination. Whoever, by whoever, please remember that.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke in New York. Our full conversation is at NPR.org. His term of office is ending. A second term is not certain, but he takes the world stage at least one more time at the United Nations today, the same day the UN hears a final speech from President Bush.